I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon netcast. Sorry we had a little hiatus last week, but, you know, there was just a lot of things going on, and I just wasn't in a position to be able to do the netcast. But this week, we're back. Whack, we're back. All right. So, we got some stuff. Matter of fact, we got some stuff from last week. Prior to this past week, we got 2 weeks worth of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, and some of it's very cool stuff. So I'm going to go back to the last entry in the blog before or right after the last video show. It's very confusing. Anyway, so first item. Oh, first, before I say that even, before I do anything else, I need to remind you that we are indeed proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Wow, you missed doing the show 1 week and you totally get out of the swing. You know what I'm saying? Swing? never mind. Anyway, my hair is doing strange things. It's kind of hopeless. You know what I'm saying? My hair just kind of goes... Anyway. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Techpodcast.com. All the good podcasters and netcasters and videocasters that are on techpodcast.com, you need to take advantage of that. It will be good for you because you'll get all your tech knowledge. Yes. See the angry bird and the pig back there? On either side of my head, they're kind of boxing me in. Tush, tush, tush. Okay, anyway, let's go back to the blog, shall we? Of course, the blog is drbill.tv, which, of course, reminds us that this is a video netcast TV. Yes, okay. Microsoft announces Office 15 and says it will be more social. Yes, everybody's getting on the social bandwagon. Have you noticed that? You know, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the socially things that are out there. You know, I'm a geek. I don't do humans all that well. I do technology. But humans, they can be fun too. So, anyway, so Microsoft is getting all social on us. They want to help users collaborate more easily through social media. Yes, we'll see how that goes. You know, I think I'll stick with LibreOffice. It just does good old word processing and spreadsheetery. That's not even a word. And stuff like that. Presentations and all those other good things that an office suite is expected to do. Know what I'm saying? Yes. Okay. Also, I want to remind you this week that our great sponsor is Citrix Systems. Now, I'm a Citrix administrator out at High Point Regional Health System. And that is one of my primary responsibilities. I also do VMware Red Hat, you know, Linux and other things. But primarily, I work with Citrix. And I'm telling you, I've got a lot of experience, a long experience with Citrix products. And they are awesome. Matter of fact, let me just share this with you. Let's see, a week ago on the, I think it was the 19th, Citrix had a presentation that they did that I went to. And wow, It was awesome. As soon as I can get the video, I want to show it to some folks and give you a link to it, because it was just amazing to see Citrix's vision for allowing people to connect and use devices anywhere. Wow, it was really cool. So as soon as the link, I think it's going to be sometime in August, that the link to that video will be available, I want to share that link with you because it's really going to be cool. Now, one of their products, and the one that I want to talk to you about this week, is Citrix's product called GoToMeeting with HD Faces. GoToMeeting is an amazing product because it allows you to connect your PC and any other number of PCs into a meeting and meet in a collaborative fashion. You know, Microsoft's just wanting to get into collaboration. Man, I'm telling you, Citrix has been there for a long time. And with GoToMeeting, you can collaborate, you can hold meetings. You don't have to travel. You don't have to go through all the hassle of meeting, you know, at some physical location. No, you can meet together at your convenience through GoToMeeting with HD Faces. And with an HD webcam like this Logitech 910 webcam that I'm using right now, you can actually see each other in full HD glory. And you can also show your desktop and share presentations and just all kinds of other things that you can do to collaborate together with GoToMeeting with HD Faces. So here's what you need to do. You need to go to the GoToMeeting site and do it now. Go to the GoToMeeting site, enter the code word podcast, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, and when you do that, you'll get 30 days free trial of GoToMeeting with HD Faces. And I'm telling you, it's better than ever with the HD capabilities, and they have done some amazing work to just constantly improve it. And it's just a tremendous deal to be able to get it 30 days free. Try it out for yourself, test it, and I'm sure you'll find you won't be able to do without it. All right, sounds good. Now let's move along to, you know, right about now, I usually get interrupted by a, you know, Geek Software of the Week. And yet, it's quiet. I'm confused. Fred, what's going on? Whoa! Yeah, I think Fred's a little out of the swing, too. You know what I mean? Yes, that drum roll tells us it is time for a Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is Free File Sync. Now, this is an unusual Geek Software of the Week in that it is both Windows and Linux. Cool. And it is open source. And, of course, open source means that it is free. So this is a really cool product. And it does some amazing stuff. Now, I tried it on my Linux box, and it works really well. And I'm telling you, it's slick. Okay? So check it out. It allows you to sync a folder, one folder, with another folder, okay? And you can detect rename files and folders. It will copy locked files with volume shadow copy service. It can detect conflicts and propagate deletions. It has binary comparison. It has full support for symbolic links like in, you know, Linux. You can automate sync as a batch job. And on and on and on and on. I mean, I won't read the whole list of features, but it's got a lot of cool features. So check it out. Free File Sync. Okay? Okay, and my hair is flopping around some more. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just never mind. Okay, next item. Next item is kind of a private, personal dude that I just wanted to share with you for fun. And that's this. You know that I do a lot of different video netcasts. I do this one, the Dr. Bill Show. I do the Handheld Hack. I do, which I'll put up here, handheldhack.com. Let's see. I do VertZine, the magazine of virtualization and cloud computing at VertZine.com. Yes. And I also do some Christian teaching programs of various kinds, one of which is the Word of Faith Netcast, which is available at WOFM.org, being a nonprofit organization. And in the process of doing those videos, I was able to, and it's a long story, and the whole story is in the, let's see, I think it's episode 220 of the Word of Faith Netcast. The whole long story, excuse me, of how we were able to do the speakfaith.tv Roku channel. It is now available in the public Roku channel store. Dude, I was so excited to get that done and get it approved. And when I got it approved on July 17th, that night, I just put it out there for everybody to find out about it because I was just so excited. Know what I'm saying? Now, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with tech. I realize that. Except for the tech of creating the channel and getting it approved and getting it in the Roku channel store. That tech is cool, you know. And that's long and involved. And one day I may even do a how-to set up your own. You can actually set up your own private Roku channel, you know, and you don't have to get it officially approved so that it goes in the channel store like I did, but you can do private ones. So maybe one day I'll do a how-to on that because it's awesome. Yes. You might say, me develop a Roku private channel? Why not? Yes. Okay, anyway, again, some of these items are a little bit old because we did skip last week, but I want to go ahead and get through them. Mozilla Firefox 14 has been released. Okay, that's a whole new version number. Get the old tongue working here. Man, you skip one week and your tongue gets all tired. Anyway, search data is now encrypted in Firefox. There's a full screen mode for OS X or OS 10 or basically the Mac operating system, whatever you want to call it. And it has improved HTML5 performance, plus some bug fixes. You know, it's always good to get those bugs fixed. Yes. Anyway, so Firefox 14 has been released, and you need to update it if you haven't already. It's pretty good about reminding you that it needs to be updated, so go for that. Now, next item. Upgrade or else. This is what Microsoft is telling us. Office 2013 won't run on older Microsoft operating systems. So if you plan to go to Office 2013, which is the aforementioned Office 15, as we called it earlier, that's kind of the internal designation, but Office 2013 is the official name, and it will not work on, get this, Windows XP, which I know some of you are still running, yes, and Vista. Now, both Windows XP and Vista are old, clunky operating systems. Now, you should be off of them. Yes, should be on Windows 7. Well, that's at least what Microsoft says, because they're saying we're not going to let you run Office 2013 on those old operating systems. In other words, between you and me, it's their way to get you to move off of XP and Vista and move on. They're saying, come on, move on. Get along. Nothing to see here. Move on. So, if you are determined to run Windows XP or Vista, and I doubt any of you are wanting to run Vista. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, Windows XP, some of you wanting to run that because, you know, hey, it works. But anyway, then I would suggest going to LibreOffice. Just forget Microsoft Office. Delete the sucker. Move on. Except move on to LibreOffice, open source. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Anyway, this next item. Dude. This next item is awesome. Now, there's a story behind it. A story. And that is this. Excuse me. clear my throat because otherwise just bad. Anyway, I needed a Wi-Fi hotspot. Now, I'll just tell you. If you pay for a Wi-Fi hotspot on your phone, can run you $30 extra a month. Now, your phone has the ability to be a Wi-Fi hotspot, particularly if it's a Droid phone, like mine, a Droid X, Motorola, you know, based or type phone. And it has that capability, but they've kind of got it all proprietarily locked down. Know what I'm saying? So, I wanted some software that would unlock that, allow it to be a Wi-Fi hotspot, and allow me to do things through my phone because I have unlimited data on my phone. Dude. So, I started looking at packages that would do that. I mentioned once before Open Garden. Yeah, still got a few bugs in it, know what I'm saying? And a few others, and they didn't work very well. And I was kind of despairing. Oh, I want it to work. Nothing seemed to work. So, I was sitting in my office minding my own business one day at work, and one of our network engineers came in, plopped into a chair in my office, as he is wont to do sometimes, and started talking to me about various things and asking questions and doing things. And we were having a little conversation there. And out of the blue, for no good reason, I didn't mention it that I was looking for anything like this. He said, oh, by the way, you have a Droid phone. You really need to get Foxfi. F-O-X-F-I. And I said, cool, what does it do? He said, it's a free app that allows you to turn your phone into a Wi-Fi hotspot. And I went, dude, that's exactly what I've been looking for. So, I went to the Android Market, or as they call it now, Google Play. And anyway, so I looked for Foxfi, F-O-X-F-I. Downloaded it, and the accompanying additional tweak application. I'm not even sure what it does exactly. It has something to do with proxying. But anyway, added that in. And then I turned it on, and it just plain works. I mean, perfectly works every time, dude. So, here's more information about it. It does not require rooting your phone, which is good. You avoid the hassle and risk of bricking your phone that way. Also, there's no need to install anything on the computer that you're wanting to Wi-Fi to. It's just going to be a Wi-Fi hotspot. So there's no, you know, like PDA Net, which is another one I've used. And it has to have a physical wire, a tether, you know, between your phone and your PC. That requires software on both ends. This doesn't. This just turns your phone into a Wi-Fi hotspot. Supports connection from any tablets, including iPad, Kindle, Nook, etc. Supports connection from PS3, Xbox, Wii, etc. All of that. Supports multiple connections at the same time. Cool. Secured with WPA2. So it's secure, real secure. Avoid security risk of enabling USB debugging. You don't even have to enable USB debugging. How cool is that? Because you're not connecting with USB. It's totally a Wi-Fi hotspot. So I've got a picture, and I'll put it here on the screen, of my Droid phone running Foxfi. Now, I've kind of grayed out some of the more proprietary numbers that would give away security issues on my phone. But as you can see, it's a simple interface. You just click on the little button there that says Actify. It's Foxfi, but you're activating the Wi-Fi support hotspot thing. You know what I'm trying to say, even though I apparently don't. Okay. So, and it works. I'm just telling you it works, okay? Cool. Now, I've got an item here about that there was no show this past week. My mom passed away, and we had a whole lot of things to do. And, you know, it just was not convenient with everything that was going on to do a show. So, sorry about that. But, you know, these things sometimes happen, and you have to deal with them. So, I just want to mention that. And then, last item for this week is, and this is pretty exciting, you've probably heard me talk about the Ouya game console, open source game console. And that is a Kickstarter project. And the last time I checked, it was up to $5.5 million in funding. That's pretty good. And the whole idea, and I've got a picture here, I'll put the picture up as well, of the Ouya, kind of a weird name, open source gaming console. It's based on Android. And, you know, I thought, well, if nothing else, you can play Angry Birds. But, dude, they're getting support from other sources. Like, for instance, the OwnLive cloud gaming service. So, dude, that's cool. People are really basically getting excited about this open source gaming console. So more power to them. I like to see people take the initiative and do these kinds of Kickstarter projects. And they got $5.5 million in funding. They've already developed the hardware, as you can see in the image there. And it will be launched on PCs, Macs, TVs, expanded to iOS and Android in December. There's going to be hundreds of top-tier games. The games will be playable on a tablet while you're on the go. Instant demos lasting up to 30 minutes will also be available for nearly every game in OnLive's library, including the likes of Ravaged and Darksiders 2. Cool. So, more power to open source. Ha ha! You know I'm just an open source kind of guy. Yes. So, that's it for this week. Glad you joined me for this particular netcast, netcast number 249. The next netcast will be 250. Isn't that amazing that I can figure that out in my own brain? Yes. Anyway, remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.